Episode 143. Welcome to the Take Up Code podcast, where you can learn valuable insights and skills in programming. I'm Wahid Tanner and will be your host today. Making code more readable sometimes means knowing where to put nothing. The best way to become a professional programmer is to start writing code. If you're not actually typing code, building it, and running it, then you're missing more than half of what you need to be doing. Have you considered attending a Take Up Code live class? Text PROGRAM to the short number 44222 and you'll be on your way. Have you ever tried stream of consciousness writing? This is a great way to get ideas down quickly without stopping to judge anything. You just keep the pen moving or keep typing keys without stopping and write down everything that comes to mind. You don't capitalize anything or use any punctuation. Now, have you ever tried to read the output of this? You'll get ideas, sure, but it's not easy to read. Programming has strict rules about the meaning of the code, and compilers don't care how easy the code is to understand. It either follows the rules or not. But as humans, we do care, because if code is hard to read, then it's hard to understand, and that increases the chances that mistakes will be made resulting in bugs. That's assuming the project can be finished at all. I've already explained many aspects of making your code more understandable, from how to name variables, methods, and classes, to the proper use of comments. And there's the whole subject of design patterns that can help structure your code into common designs that have evolved and been proven to work well. This episode is about white space, which includes spaces, tabs, and new lines. If you were to print your source code on plain white paper, then white space is anything that results in nothing being printed. This is not high school English class where lines have to be double-spaced and either single or double spaces appear after periods, where the first lines of paragraphs are indented and your name appears in the top right corner. Some of this is about personal style, but not all of it. For example, take the placement of opening and closing curly braces. Some people prefer to put the opening curly brace at the end of the line that starts the block. An if statement would then have the if keyword followed by the expression in parentheses and then an opening curly brace all on the same line. I think this style is liked by some because a lot of books take this approach. But if you think about it, a book needs to save space, and having a curly brace on a line all by itself wastes a lot of space. When programming, though, vertical space is usually not as much of a problem, and especially these days with the size of computer monitors as big as they are. I remember when having a 21-inch monitor was a big deal. These were tubes and not flat-screen LCDs. One monitor took up an entire desk, but it was well worth it. There would always be a line of people asking for these monitors whenever developers with one announced they would be leaving the company. There's more to this topic that I'll explain right after this message from our sponsor. How would you like for me to show you exactly how to write a real game from start to finish? I'm organizing a 5-day workshop that will show you everything you need to go from a complete beginner to writing your own game. This will be a graphical 2D side-scroller, and I'll show you how to get your game character moving around through multiple levels. You'll learn fundamental programming techniques firsthand, beyond anything that I can describe in this podcast. Let me know if you're interested by texting Game Week as a single word to the short number 44222, and I'll give you all the details. There's a really good offer that'll be available for a limited time, and there's only room for 20 students. So if you want to take your programming beyond a hobby and learn how to make a real game that you can sell online, then text Game Week to the number 44222. I know that some phones don't have access to short numbers like this. Or maybe you're listening from outside the United States. Just go to takeupcode.com/contact and send me a message. I like my curly braces to line up. Not only does this help me read the blocks of code better, but it's consistent. Each of these blocks of code needs to be indented. This helps to visually group them together. What should you use for the indentation? Tabs or spaces? Some people like tabs because they're quick to move through and easier to click at the right spot with a mouse. Just looking at the code, you usually can't tell the difference between tabs or spaces. But here's why I like spaces instead of tabs. Sure, you need to use 4 spaces for every tab, but modern code editors let you type the tab key and they insert the spaces for you. The real reason to use spaces is because you'll sometimes need to view your source code in a simpler text editor, something like Notepad on Windows. Spaces will look the same in these editors, but tabs are often defined to be the width of 8 spaces. Your indentation will slide the text way to the other side of the screen, and that's if everything's consistent. Just try opening a file that uses spaces in some places and tabs in others. It'll be a mess. There's no real rules here other than maybe consistency. Whatever you decide on, probably the most important thing is to be consistent. One suggestion I'll make about white space does have a benefit beyond the appearance of your code. Sometimes developers will put statements on a single line if they're highly related. A simple if statement followed by a single line of code to be run if this statement is true will sometimes all be placed on a single line. I recommend against this. In fact, I recommend that you use opening and closing curly braces or whatever your language uses to begin and end blocks. Use these curly braces all the time, even if all you have is a single line of code. The reason is because that single line of code often needs more code later as your program gets more features. But even more important than future expansion to me is consistency. Other than the curly braces, why should you put statements on their own lines? If you ever want to debug your code and stop at a specific statement with a breakpoint, then that statement needs to be on a line all by itself. There are other places that white space helps. The obvious is putting spaces around operators. Sure, you can run things together by adding and dividing variables without any spaces between variable names and the operators, but then it's easy to miss operations and harder to read. The exceptions are the unary operators. These are the ones that work with a single value, such as increment and decrement. To me, it's more understandable to not use any space at all between the unary operators and their value. It all comes down to grouping. You can use white space effectively to group things together that belong together and separate things that are different. Be consistent and avoid being sloppy with, for example, extra blank lines scattered through your code. I'm not saying to don't use blank lines. I use them all the time. But I make sure to use them consistently so they have meaning. When I see a blank line, I want it to mean that the previous code is done and something new is about to start. Thank you for listening. Make sure to check out the other episodes, and if you get value, please give the Take Up Code podcast a rating, hopefully 5 stars, and a review. I'll select several people who take the time to provide thoughtful reviews, good or bad, and give you a shout-out and a big thank you during our Q&A Fridays. Your support goes a long way to helping this podcast thrive and help others learn how to program. If you have any questions about this episode or even other programming questions, please ask. Just go to takeupcode.com/contact and submit your question. The Q&A Friday episodes are where I'll answer one or more submitted questions. Until next time, keep learning. But even better, keep doing. If you want to learn how to program, then start programming. And you'll learn and get better, and your mind will expand in ways you never thought possible.